Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back to their awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.
Lofa, how you been?
Yeah, buddy. I'm happy to talk both of those because I think we're currently in first place in both of our divisions.
Yeah.
I'm great.
So let me start you off with this game going on right now between Tennessee and Green Bay. Tennessee's up 7-6 as the Titans are marching down the field once again. Whenever you watch the Titans, it is, holy smokes, Derrick Henry's a battering ram and he's so tough to tackle. Who was the guy when you went up against in the NFL, you being a linebacker, when you went up against a running back that you knew it was just going to be a nightmare to try to bring that guy down?
Every time I get asked this question, it always goes back to the great Fred Taylor, Fred Savage, man. That guy was, he could run you over, he could run by you, open field. He had a crazy hop step and then like a spin move off of it. So it's just like, you know, what are you going to do? You know, so you just have to hit it full steam and hope you hit.
And then how about in college when you had to go up and practice against Reggie Bush, and I'm sure you weren't allowed to touch Reggie, right?
Well, I mean, I couldn't touch Reggie. I mean, I had to get a hold of him before I could hit him. But yeah, going against him every day, he may be better. Him, Lendale White, you know, we had a bunch of great running backs. And then even in the division, played the likes of Marshawn Lynch, you know, beast mode. But, you know, the guy I had battles with, not just in college, but then all the way up into the NFL as we were drafted the same division, was Oregon State, Steven Jackson. Man, he was a monster.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Lofa Tatupu here with us on the Zach Gelb Show. You were in Germany last week for the game, right?
I think so, man. I don't even know what day it is right now.
That was some environment, though. Like, I was just seeing the videos and the crowd that was singing. That was unbelievable.
The whole thing. I mean, I think the coolest thing was just walking around all week. I got to be there for 5 days. You know, we went to a bunch of the parties and just talked football and, you know, had some steins. We were cheersing. To say cheers in German is Prost. So I learned some German while I was out there. But, it was the coolest thing. You saw every single team, you know, every single NFL organization was represented with jerseys, merchandise. So the game's big out there, man. And they, you know, I know it wasn't the outcome that the Hawks fans wanted, but it was quite the experience.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But still, this team at 6-4, they've been such a special team this year, and they were left for dead. What has impressed you the most, really, about this team this year on what's been a very likable and enjoyable team when you watch the Seahawks?
Oh, it's been incredible, man. You know, expectations weren't high, right? You know, I think everybody picked us to finish last in our division. But, you know, Geno is obviously the feel-good, amazing comeback story that everybody, you know, loves to talk about because he's been playing lights out. He had a rough first half last game but came back, 2 touchdowns, 240 yards. It was vintage Geno, all what we've seen of him this season. And, you know, so I would say that is one of the biggest highlights. And then also this rookie class, you know, to find 5 quality starters, you know, in any draft is unheard of. These guys aren't just starting, but they're also contributing, you know, both of those tackles to start at that position in the trenches is tough. And then the other position to really start at that's tough right away is corner. You know, Kobe Bryant, Tariq Woolen, Kobe leading the league in sacks, or he was amongst the leaders. And then Woolen now with 5 interceptions. I think he just tied Earl Thomas's record. And then I haven't even talked about K-9, Kenneth Walker. Unbelievable. Your game got, you know, kind of out of hand early, 14-0, you know, deficit. So we couldn't really run the ball as much as we wanted to. But he's been something to watch, man. I knew he was tough from watching him at Michigan State. I didn't know he was that fast. Like, he's got breakaway speed.
Lofa Tatupu here with us. So you played for Pete Carroll in college. in the NFL towards the end, and then you coach with him as well. What is it about Pete? Because this seems personal this year with all the things that were being said about him and Russell Wilson and that divorce. This is really a locker room that you could tell is motivated and is playing for their head football coach right now.
I mean, here's something I'll say about Pete. Is he had a dynasty at USC, and it only took 2 or 3 years, right, before we were in the national championship. He goes on to the NFL, and, you know, I was on that team in 2010, and we had so many moving parts. We lost a lot of guys in free agency. A lot of guys just moved on, right? So he took that team, and even though we were only 7-9, we went straight to the division, a team that nobody gave a chance. They were like, oh, they were 5-11 the year before. They're not going to be that much better that year. We were a couple games better, but so many moving parts, it was tough to get the team chemistry. But then that next year, they built through the draft in those 2 years. And with all those draft picks, I got to expect that he's going to go right back. Him and John are going to go right back to the formula that landed that previous Legion of Boom dynasty with Marshawn Lynch, Russ, you know, and all those big pieces that contributed to a Super Bowl run and a Super Bowl win and then another run the next year.
You were there as a coach in the aftermath of that Super Bowl. Did you sense that tension? Because now you see a lot of the former Seahawks players on that defense, it seems like actively rooting against Russell Wilson. Was that tension between the defense and Russ, you know, that evident when you were there?
You know, I didn't really sense any tension. They're all alphas and competitors, right? And, you know, the spotlight can only shine so bright on, you know, each person. And so I think maybe that had something to do with it. I don't think it was, you know, any, you know, ill will, but it's just the grass is not always greener on the other side, as we're finding out. And you know, I don't think, you know, that had anything to do with the years. I mean, the defense started to age, and we were really putting a lot on Russ to carry the team. And that's really what quarterbacks, when they come in, you know, they win a Super Bowl early. They're way underpaid, but they do get a lot of credit. And then now it comes time. It's like, okay, we're going to put it all on your shoulders. You got to go out and win for us. And he did for many years. But, you know, I think it was really time for a reboot from both sides, not just ours, but also Russ's, you know?
Yeah, but Russ has to be regretting this now. Because if this team, you have DK Metcalf, you got Tyler Lockett, they end up drafting Kenneth Walker, and now you're in Denver. And that roster, they have good defense, but offensively, they don't got much.
No, you're right. And, I mean, he lost a receiver in preseason. He lost a receiver, like, the first couple of weeks, or just a couple of weeks ago. Lost Booker, right, or the tailback, Williams.
Yeah, Javonte.
Lost him. Lost his starting left tackle. So, I mean, but, again, this is also why we paid you, because we're expecting you to just keep us above water even when things like this happen. So, it's been tough. Especially with that, he's got a really good defense playing for him over there. I mean, they haven't really surrendered many points. Well, not getting many. So it's, I gotta believe he'll turn it around. He'll figure it out. I did see him come out the other day and say, I have to play better. Now that is something I have not seen before. And that's probably because he's always played well over here. But I'm just saying, taking that ownership goes a long way in the locker room. On for both sides of the ball, not just the offensive guys that are out there battling with you, but the defense that's out there producing too.
Now, he's only 33, so he's still got some good years left in him, but not everyone could play into their 40s. Is there at all that thought? I know you said you think he could turn it around, and we always talk for years, let Russ cook, let Russ cook. Maybe Russ is just cooked, and the end is a little bit nearer, especially with what Pete's evaluation was willing to let him go.
I'm going to give a guy that had the fastest fastest to 100 wins, the benefit of the doubt. He's a gamer, and I think, you know, he was, you know, he's got that lat injury, and I think he's probably getting over that now. And then, and so, you know, not to make excuses for him, but, I mean, from what I've seen on the field in years past, it leads me to believe, okay, it's a down year. And, I mean, I know he got hurt last year with that nasty finger injury, but I don't think he's done, you know, at all. I feel like Russell's going to write his own script. It's going to, you know, I don't want to see it, because with every draft pick, every loss, a draft pick gets better in our position. But, you know, there you still root for the guy because of all he means to the community.
You think Geno's back next year for the Seahawks, and they draft someone to ultimately replace him? Like, how do you think that plays out this offseason?
That's the question I've been getting the most lately. And I really think this bye week gave, you know, John and Pete and all the offensive coaches time to really look at the small sample size. It's half a season. But just the way the guys are responding to him, you know, like these tackles have been phenomenal, both, you know, run and pass block. But Geno getting rid of the ball in a timely fashion has also, you know, not made them really strain out there like you would if you're holding on to the ball. And, I mean, I just can't go back and say enough about Geno and what he's been doing. He has one of the fastest mental processes I've ever seen in terms of recognizing the coverage, getting rid of the ball. And that's why, you know, the machine's running. And he was really, early on when the run game was struggling, he was opening up alleys for the run game. Like, he was getting people out of eight-man fronts and then forcing them to go to too high so we could open up run lanes. So I just go back to that. I think you really do have to address it because with every win, the price tag just keeps going up. And I think a 2 or 3 year deal, you know, I don't know, like 20, 25, it's getting expensive. A couple weeks ago, it was probably at 15, 17 a year, and he's probably happy with it because he knows he can make a run at a title with what they put around him. But now, I mean, we let this go anymore, it's going to be pricey. And he might not, after all the years he's been sitting, he might not want to, you know, sit and, you know, bet on himself and go test free agency. So, but you're right. Quarterbacks have not been playing, not a ton of them, you know, even the early draft picks have been playing excellent out the gate. So this is an opportunity for someone to sit behind him, learn, and then just, you know, as soon as Geno's ready to move on a couple years from now, then you put him into the offense.
How good can this team be this year? Like, what do you think the ceiling is for this Seahawks team?
Ceiling? Okay, I'll go as far as NFC Championship. I'll go divisional NFC Championship because they're so young that they don't know any better. But they're so young that they lack experience is why I will say playoffs, you know, one and done. So it's really, I can't put my finger on it right now. I think they get to, you know, as long as they keep this momentum going, we stay healthy. That's another thing. We really have been lucky, other than Jamal with the quad early on. We've been pretty healthy, and we've made it through while a lot of the NFC West has been banged up. And so, you know, it's I'm going to go divisional at least.
Yeah, I think they're going to win the division because the 49ers, they have more talent. We know that. But it just doesn't seem like the 49ers have been playing consistent football this year.
Absolutely. And they've been, you know, Debo was in and out of the lineup. Kittle missed our first game. I mean, they rolled us in the first game, but Geno didn't have the full playbook or autonomy to change in audible at the line of scrimmage. So, you know, you really didn't get to see what he was capable of. But, you know, Kenneth Walker didn't have a big role in that game either. So, you know, both teams are going to look drastically different when they match up again. I think it's a Thursday night matchup in December.
Lofa Tatupu here with us. So with USC, we know it's going to be, can you win out? And then will they get into it, the four teams remaining in the college football playoff? Big game against UCLA, then a big game against Notre Dame. With what you've seen so far in year number one with Lincoln Riley, you got to feel, right, that USC is inching closer and closer to being back, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, for a first year and to be ranked in the top 10, I know it's not the end of the season, but big matchup. Yeah, I'm not rooting for UCLA last week when they were playing Zona, but come on, man. You can't lose that game for us because that just weakens our strength of schedule. So, of course, they didn't want to do us any favors coming into this one, right? But, you know, can we get to the playoffs? It's going to take some help. You know, we're going to have to see LSU or somebody else drop. I think Georgia, you know, right now, if they do play LSU in the SEC championship, I think they beat them. I don't think it's really a game if they face them in the championship. But we got a ways to go, a couple more recruiting classes, and I think we will be back to where we were when in the early 2000s, my man, as long ago as that was. Wow.
Do you like the move to the Big Ten?
I don't mind it just because I knew it was creating super conferences is going to expand the playoff field. That's really where it was heading to. So, you know, I would have liked closer games, but I've always wanted to go see, you know, the Big House, what else, Happy Valley. So I plan on doing some traveling to some of these away games.
Hey, by the way, talking about traveling, right before COVID hit, I was supposed to go out to Seattle. We were going to go to a Seahawks game together, and then the whole world shut down. So I might have to make my way out back to the 12th man, and then you come over here, and we'll go to a college football game together.
Man, done. You let me know, Zach.
You got it. So Zone In CBD, tell me all the latest with your company.
Oh, yeah, man, just changing lives. I mean, it's just the magic stuff that put me back together, you know, after all. But 6 years, I only played 6 years because of 10 surgeries, 15 concussions. And I feel better than I was when I was making, you know, the All-Pro. So, you know, Zone and CBD. Find out at zoneandcbd.com. And, let's get that health and wellness regimen going.
All these years removed, what's that one lasting memory that you have from your NFL career where you were a first-team All-Pro and a three-time Pro Bowler?
Getting drafted was, one of the greatest days of my life because it's something you dream about since you're a kid and just hearing your name called. But then the NFC Championship, man. The place was absolutely rocking. I think we were underdogs at home to a Carolina team. And, we took it to them, man. We were just ready and was hoping that was going to be our year. And, just didn't quite finish the last game the way we wanted to.
And Sean Alexander was just unbelievable that year.
I mean, 28 rushing touchdowns.
It was insane.
I love talking about that season. 1,888 rushing yards. He didn't play the second half of four games because we were up by so much.
And we've had Sean on a bunch, and I know his career was so quick, but for a running back, it's so tough to go play 11, 12 years. The fact that guy's not in the Hall of Fame is just ridiculous.
Well, he just got – I know. I agree with you. I mean, he has 100 rushing touchdowns. I don't know a ton of guys that have that. 112 or 113 touchdowns overall, so he had 12 more receiving. It's just – if you look back at his body of work, I know it was a short window, but it was, man, I mean, still talking about him because of it.
Yeah, what was it like going up against him in practice?
We weren't allowed to touch Sean either. He was like another quarterback. Yeah. Like, don't touch my running back and don't touch my quarterback. And I was like, all right, coach, all right.
Lofa Tatupu, great to catch up with you. I know it's been a while. We appreciate the time as always. Thank you.
All right, Zach. Stay blessed, brother.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back with our awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today. Football season is here. The new Odyssey app lets you stay connected to your NFL team, your station, your shows. Follow your favorite stations and come back again and again. Get real-time updates on everything you care about. Miss your show? Jump back with our awesome rewind feature. The Odyssey app is NFL football, live and on demand, wherever you are, whenever you want. And did we mention it's all free? Download the Odyssey app today.